For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and don't forget to tune in next week. I will be returning. My host, co-host Dana Lake will be on vacation. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to tune in. Today we have a fantastic show lined up for you. I am incredibly excited. We have a wonderful special guest on the line. Dr. David Perlmutter is a medical doctor, board-certified neurologist, and fellow of the American College of Nutrition, who received his medical degree from the University of Miami School of Medicine, where he was awarded the Leonard Roundtree Research Award. After completing residency training in neurology, also at the University of Miami, Dr. Perlmutter entered private practice in Naples, Florida, where he serves as the medical director of the Perlmutter Health Center and Perlmutter Hyperbaric Center. Dr. Perlmutter serves as adjunct instructor at the Institute for Functional Medicine in Gig Harbor, Washington. He is recognized internationally as a leader in the field of nutritional influences in neurological disorders. Dr. Perlmutter has been interviewed on many national syndicated radio and television programs, including 2020, The Faith Daniels Program, Larry King Live, CNN, Fox News, Fox and Friends, The Today Show, Oprah, and the CBS Early Show. So, Dr. Perlmutter, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Kevin, it is my pleasure. Happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm very excited to have you on. I mean, you have pioneered a lot of incredible work in the field of neurology when it comes to nutritional interventions and changing the whole paradigm of how we look at neurological conditions. And I think this work is so incredibly wonderful. It's been a huge aid for me and my practice in working with people. And I'm really hoping that everybody's going to get a lot out of the show today. So just very, very excited. I know that you want to kick off by talking about, and I think this is a great place to start because this is such a groundbreaking issue, this concept of, are neurological conditions preventable? You know, we've have this mindset that neurological conditions are something that you just get it, you get it. When you get old, you may get diagnosed with Alzheimer's. If you get Parkinson's, if you get one of these conditions, the only thing you can do is deal with whatever medications to try and make it better and watch yourself degenerate over the years. But you are pioneering work that is totally changing the paradigm of neurological conditions, and I would love for you to elaborate on that.
Well, thanks for the intro. That's a great place to start. You know, it's for us a very revolutionary and fulfilling time because, you know, over the years, people have always talked about the heart smart diet and nutritional strategies to help reduce risk of diabetes and even certain types of cancer, but for whatever reason, you know, the brain's sort of been left out in the cold, despite the fact that there is incredible research and publications out there that clearly indicate that our lifestyle factors have a profound role to play in terms of determining how effectively we will combat the possible downsides of aging as it relates to the brain and obviously therefore brain function. That said, you know, we know categorically, for example, that there are various strategies that can absolutely dramatically help a person reduce his or her risk for Alzheimer's disease. You know, that's a disease now that affects about 5.7 million Americans, costing us about $50 to $100 billion a year in terms of expenses for these individuals. And I read a statistic last night saying that there are about 15 million Americans who are unpaid caregivers for Alzheimer's patients. Mm-hmm. So, you know, despite the monetary issue, the emotional issue is also profound and is really very difficult to quantify. I mean, I deal with Alzheimer's patients every day in my office, and I also deal with family members. And, you know, it's very striking to see what they go through. And beyond that, I have a father who is suffering from Alzheimer's disease, moderate stage, so I know exactly what it's like. And, you know, it's rather than curse the darkness, we're going to light the single candle here and recognize that, yes, indeed, so many lifestyle strategies that we'll talk about today are powerfully important in having a dramatic role to reduce a person's risk. Even a simple supplement like DHA, which is an omega-3 found in fish oil but also found now in algae oil, has a huge role to play in reducing risk. The risk of Alzheimer's in those individuals in the highest, what we call quintile, the highest 20%, in the Framingham study had about a 48% risk reduction for Alzheimer's disease if they had high levels of this important omega-3 called DHA in their systems. So that alone, you know, when you couple that with certain antioxidants, B vitamins to lower homocysteine, and perhaps the most important modifiable factor of all, physical exercise, you really set the stage for preventing disease and enhancing brain function in a very non-aggressive, non-pharmaceutical-based approach that we have used now for the past 20 years with great success.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, you talk about the amount of people diagnosed with Alzheimer's specifically, but that doesn't even take into account the people that suffer, you know, mild cognitive decline or other sort of dementia-related conditions or age-related, you know, decline in mental functioning as you age. You know, there's that whole spectrum along the lines. And I think some of the most exciting research, as you talk about, that I've seen come across the pages has been related to exercise and brain health, where they're literally seeing elderly people, older individuals that are having some mild cognitive declines. And when they get them exercising, not only do their memory improve, but when they image their brains, the brains actually grow.
That was a very, very exciting, actually, piece of information that was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science just January 31st of this year. I mean, you know, we had just published our book at the time this article had come out, confirming in a very exciting way that the brain's memory center called the hippocampus, in comparing one large group of individuals who did stretching versus another age-matched group of individuals who actually did aerobic exercise for 1 year. And what they found was, interestingly enough, the group that did the aerobic exercise had an increased size of the brain's memory center by 2%. As compared to a 1% to 2% loss in the group not doing aerobic exercise.
That just did the stretching, right?
Exactly right. Yeah. But what a concept that these individuals actually demonstrated increased growth of their brains. You know, that is revolutionary. It's certainly, you know, iconoclastic to think that the brain can regrow itself. I mean, what a powerful thought. Well, so that being said, you know, one would say, well, how does this happen? And what we know goes on is that the brain has a sort of a growth hormone called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, or BDNF. And the production of this brain growth hormone is under the direction, obviously, of the gene that codes for its production. And we can influence that gene. So we can take specific actions to turn on the genes that make essentially growth hormone for the brain. And as I mentioned when we started this, the interview, DHA is powerfully important for the brain, and how we know DHA works is by stimulating BDNF, and physical exercise does the same thing. So we've now talked about two what we call epigenetic factors, two factors that control gene expression to grow more brain cells. But what's empowering is the fact that this is under our control, that we have the ability to turn on those genes just by taking certain nutritional supplements and by adding physical exercise to our regimen.
Yeah, it sort of is that goes along the whole concept of, I believe the term is neuroplasticity, right? Which is relatively new in that we believed if somebody had a stroke or had some type of brain injury, what they lost is what they lost. And as we've really sort of tangled out and teased out more information about the brain and neurons and how the brain heals and how the body works, what we're learning is that the brain actually has a greater capacity for healing and recovery than we thought previously. Is that correct?
Oh, this is you're right. Absolutely revolutionary. So there are two concepts here, neuroplasticity certainly being one of them. And neuroplasticity is really how the brain connects, how the brain cells connect to each other to form networks, which are really the fundamentals of memory and brain function. How does one brain cell connect to another brain cell? And ultimately, You know, we have 1,000 billion of these. We actually have more connections, 10 to the 18th connections of neurons to each other in our brain than there are particles in the known universe. So it's a big number. I mean, you know, oftentimes you probably caught Jeopardy last month where they had a computer up against two people. Forget the name of the computer, but his name was Watson. And, you know, the computer could absolutely, for any factual information, could beat the human contestants. But on the nuancey kind of stuff, you know, the kind of quirky little stuff, the computer just was dead in the water. So, you know, the human brain still has huge amounts of potential that we're a long way from rivaling by creating computers. But, you know, that said, we talk about this idea of neuroplasticity, of the brain making new connections. It's the fundamentals in terms of how we learn new information. And it turns out that that process of neurons connecting to each other is guided and enhanced by that hormone, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. So, in essence, we can enhance the brain's ability to be smart by turning on brain-derived neurotrophic factor through things like reducing our caloric intake, periodically fasting, doing physical exercise on a very regular basis, and taking DHA as a supplement.
So let's talk about DHA for a second, because we've mentioned it a few times. You've mentioned it three or four times in the first segment here as something very important. Let's just clarify what it is, where it comes from, and what's a good place to get it from, so that, you know, people can actually have some specific guidance with it if they're interested in doing something so powerful to support their brain.
So DHA is an omega-3. It is, you know, when people say, well, I'm taking lots of omega-3s, it is a specific omega-3, though. It's unique. I mean, the omega-3s is actually a vast kind of category of essential fatty acids. But DHA is a unique form of this essential fatty acids that we, in fact, manufacture in the human physiology, but to a very low, almost insignificant degree, to the extent that some people actually consider a DHA to be what we call an essential fatty acid, meaning that we may not be getting enough in the diet, and therefore it's essential. We may not be making enough, therefore it's essential that it
gets supplemented in the diet.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. So fish oils contain lots of DHA, but in reality, fish don't even make DHA. They get it from consuming DHA-containing algae. So what's happened is a company has harvested or created this algae, modified it in such a way that it spits out DHA all day long. They have it in a tank, and it makes DHA. So it's actually, you know, ultimately a vegetarian source of DHA and not derived from fish oil. The upside of that actually is twofold. Number one, you're not depleting a population of fish to harvest the oil, which I think these days is actually very important, fish or even krill. You know, there's a big move now. Everybody's talking about how wonderful krill oil is. And, yes, it does contain lots of DHA, but, you know, we now have these factory fish and krill harvesting boats in the Antarctic regions that are just wiping out the krill population.
Yeah, it's not very sustainable.
It is not sustainable. And krill are these little crustacean kind of baby shrimpy kind of things that are food for fish, but they're also food for cetaceans, for whales.
Yep.
So the DHA of a vegetarian source from the algae is actually made in a laboratory, in a factory, in a stainless steel tank, and is totally sustainable. So I tend to gravitate towards that. The other issue is, of course, not being from fish, there's no risk of the vegetarian oil of being contaminated by mercury or PCBs, and therefore, you know, it's risk-free. That said, there are certainly some very good, clean fish oils on the market that, you know, we oftentimes do recommend in our clinical practice, for sure. But, you know, so those are the two sources of DHA.
Okay.
Obviously, the food source of DHA is simply eating fish. Fish does contain DHA. Salmon is a very good source of DHA. If a person chooses to eat salmon, you know, I think it's very important that it's not farm-raised. farm-raised DHA levels are much lower than wild salmon. And then, of course, the farm-raised fish has other issues that are of concern, including the risk of contamination.
Right. So we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be picking up this conversation with Dr. David Perlmutter discussing brain and neurological health. We have a lot of exciting topics to cover, so don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
For over 30 years, Gero Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products. Our scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research, because the true test of a company is the purity, potency, and value of its products, and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. To learn more about our formulas and to request free samples, visit jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and we are covering a very exciting topic related to brain and neurological health. I have on the phone with me today a wonderful special guest, a nationally renowned neurologist who is pioneering work in nutritional interventions and other cutting-edge interventions for neurological disease. In the last segment, we were talking about some really groundbreaking concepts that are going on in the field of neurology, discussing the fact that a lot of degenerative neurological conditions, such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, can actually be preventable through the right kind of nutritional interventions, lifestyle, diet, supplements. We can do things to help protect our brain and enhance the health of our brain. Just like we've known for many years, we can do things in our everyday lifestyle, nutrition, and diet that protect things like our heart. So very, very wonderful concept. Dr. David Perlmutter is a board-certified neurologist and fellow at the American College of Nutrition, who received his medical degree from the University of Miami School of Medicine. He has a private practice in Naples, Florida, and has been a special guest on many, many very well-respected shows, including Oprah, the CBS Early Show, CNN, and lots of other places. So, Dr. Perlmutter, thanks for picking up this conversation with us.
Oh, absolutely, Kevin.
So, you know, in this segment, I really would love to introduce this concept of antioxidants. And I know, you know, I've read most of your books. I follow a lot of the protocols in working with people, and they definitely work. So I'm hoping that you can can explain, you know, how does this free radical model of disease relate to the brain and neurological health, and what can we do as far as supplements, diet, nutrition to help prevent oxidative damage?
Kevin, you know, everybody's always talking these days about this or that wild berry or something from the Amazon or from Polynesia as being having the highest level of antioxidants known to man. And, you know, it's important. And frankly, there is merit to having good antioxidant coverage. Our bodies produce these damaging chemicals that are called free radicals, and these free radicals then attack our protein, our fat, or even our DNA, and damage these types of important building blocks of our physiology and render them less functional. So it's important that we have good coverage against free radicals, and that is the service provided by what are called antioxidants. But what's really come to light over the past few years is our understanding of, you know, what exactly antioxidants do. And, you know, the model has been over the years that one molecule of, let's say, a given antioxidant, let's say vitamin C, will quench one free radical. And our bodies are producing hundreds of millions and or billions of free radicals any given moment. So it's hard to imagine, based on this one-to-one, what we call stoichiometric chemistry, that we could ever consume enough antioxidants to, you know, if one molecule of vitamin C is required to quench one free radical, we'd be taking, you know, pounds and pounds of antioxidants like vitamin C each day. Well, obviously, you know, our physiology is able in and of itself to produce antioxidant coverage for us more than we just get from, for example, eating antioxidant-rich foods or various unique berries that are, or the juice of the berry that has been advertised left, right, and center. So we have a system in our physiology that allows us to produce antioxidants to protect us at times of what we call oxidative stress. In other words, when our metabolism is turned up and we're needing to have better levels of protection. And it turns out that one very important pathway that produces antioxidants goes by the name the NRF2 pathway. And this is actually a very powerful way that, in short order, your body, your physiology, will turn on the production of antioxidants on demand. If suddenly you're in a time of great oxidative stress, food shortage, excessive exercise, up all night, didn't sleep, lots of coffee, whatever it may be,
sure,
and your body is producing free radicals that are virtually rusting your tissues, including your very DNA, then fortunately we have a mechanism that turns on, that enhances the production of these protective antioxidants. It's called the NRF2 pathway. So, you know, beyond just turning on antioxidants, what's so cool about the NRF2 pathway is it actually profoundly enhances our body's detoxification function, and even beyond that, reduces the production of chemicals that are involved in creating inflammation. So, you know, really what we want to understand is what in the world can we do to enhance this NRF2 pathway, to turn it on, to turn on the genes that code for better antioxidant protection, reducing inflammation, and increasing our ability to detoxify. So, fortunately, you know, as one would expect, there are certain foods and nutrients that specifically are designed, if I can use that term, but specifically target the NRF2 pathway and can enhance a person's ability to really be well protected. And, you know, some of these we've known for quite some time are good for you. For example, broccoli. You know, mom always said to eat your broccoli. Not sure why she knew it was so good for you, but, you know, some of it comes from the various studies that demonstrate that broccoli enhances antioxidant production and is also really important for detoxification. You know, these days there's a lot of talk about eating broccoli after you get even chemotherapy or you've had an exposure.
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out that broccoli contains within it something called sulforaphane, and sulforaphane is a powerful NRF2 activator. So we've now been able to tease apart the way that we understand that foods like broccoli or green tea or resveratrol or even turmeric, an herb called turmeric or curcumin, how these things are all now understood to do their wondrous activity in the body is through turning on this NRF2 pathway. Again, foods like broccoli and green tea extract and resveratrol are powerful because they turn on the pathway that codes for antioxidant production. So there are thousands and thousands more molecules of antioxidants produced when the switch is turned. When the key is in the lock is turned, and all of a sudden the switch is open, and we get this massive amount of antioxidant protection while we are also detoxifying. So things that target the NRF2 pathway are really, you know, much more powerful in terms of taking a pill or eating a specific food than you could achieve by just taking a supplement of an antioxidant alone. So again, you know, when we're seeing these wonderfully beautiful advertisements for this exotic berry that was recently discovered in the depths of the Amazon, and now you can buy it in the form of a juice, you know, because it's high in antioxidant function. While that may be good, what is now proving to be so much more powerful is amplifying your antioxidant production by targeting the NRF2 pathway with things that turn that pathway on. You know, interestingly enough, it turns out that coffee actually is an NRF2 activator too, so I am certain that many of your listeners have just gotten a smile on their faces when they realize that, you know, they're doing their bodies some good, actually, by drinking a cup of coffee or two each day.
Sure, and that, all, of course, has to be balanced, right? But that is very exciting to hear, and I totally agree. I think this is an incredibly exciting field of medicine and research that's coming out, and it makes total sense that if we can activate our own factory of antioxidant production within our body that is constantly cranking out extremely potent antioxidants, that is a far better situation than having to consume them from an outside source. Of course, not denigrating the value of taking antioxidants and eating a diet that's rich in antioxidant-containing foods, but to be able to activate it endogenously and have our body produce it is so incredibly powerful, and I think that research is really interesting. So you mentioned certain foods, things like broccoli, you talked about green tea, resveratrol, which we know source comes from grapes, comes from red wine, curcumin, which is turmeric, which is the herb commonly used to make the spice curry. All of these things we've known have been super helpful. What kind of dietary things do you try and get people to steer away from when it comes to promoting antioxidants, promoting inflammation, promoting the things that can actually cause some harm or damage to our brain?
In a very simple way, there's a direct relationship between reduction of calories and amplifying the NRF2 pathway, as you might understand, because we're basically walking around with the genome of what we call a hunter-gatherer of our ancestors who actually had to survive in times of food scarcity. So the absence of available food during times of stress would cause us to activate genes that would go into play that would keep us alive. Because, you know, truthfully, we're not the fastest animal in the forest, nor are we the strongest, but what we are is clever. And so what happens when we're deprived of calories, or our calories are reduced, or even deprived as during times of fasting when we don't have any food, our bodies activate a series of genes that put us into survival mode and protect us. We activate longevity genes called the sirtuin genes that protect us by enhancing our immune function. But as mentioned, calorie restriction also, or fasting, activates this NRF2 pathway that then protects us in terms of providing higher levels of antioxidant protection and even reducing inflammation so that we're more able to move around the savanna and ultimately find food sources. So, generally it's been described that the average American male and female are taking in between 20 to 25% more calories on a daily basis than he or she needs to maintain body weight and to be healthy. And what the studies interestingly have shown is that when you reduce caloric consumption by about 25% in humans, not in rodents, but actually in human subjects, you dramatically turn on, for example, brain-derived neurotrophic factor that makes us more clever, and you actually activate this NRF2 pathway to protect us with antioxidants. So what we're saying is that really getting people just back to a so-called normal level of caloric consumption is great. It turns on genes for longevity, genes for protection, and we're not talking about anything, you know, draconian here where people have to, you know, cut down to 60 calories a meal three times a day.
Right.
Just reducing calories, you know, about 28 to 3,000 calories for a man and maybe about 25 to 2,600 calories for a woman is really all we need.
Sure. Well, it's a major, you know, problem in our American culture. We have incredibly nutrient-deprived but incredibly calorie-rich food. So if you go to the drive-thru at a fast food restaurant, you may get a meal that contains 2,000 calories in and of itself, which could be your calorie allotted intake for the entire day, but is virtually devoid of nutrients, versus if
exactly
you were eating
right.
something that was a very healthy-related meal that contained vegetables and contained some whole grains and maybe some protein, the calories in that meal are going to be far less. However, the nutrient content is going to be much higher. So this isn't about starving yourself and feeling hungry all the time and doing something that is torturous. It's more about if you automatically go to a more whole food-based diet that is more in tune to what nature is designed to provide for our bodies, fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, whole grains, good quality proteins, you're going to be consuming a lot less calories just by doing that alone. And that, you know, could make up for that calorie lessening that can turn on these things like brain-derived the BDNF and the NRF2 pathways that help promote longevity. So that's the message we're going to end for this segment. When we come back, we're going to be picking up this conversation again. We have a lot of really great information that I want to get to while we have the pleasure of having Dr. Perlmutter on the phone with us today. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. And we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acid offalus, 900% more. Get acid offalus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining a healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. They have been a staple of health and wellness in the community for over 40 years, providing over 10,000 different nutritional products, a full pharmacy, and a full compounding pharmacy with a wonderful staff of nutritionists, naturopathic doctors, herbalists, and other very well-qualified people who have been experts in the field for over 10 or 15 years. So feel free to stop by if you're a local to get some great advice on health and wellness. Today, we've been talking with Dr. David Perlmutter, medical doctor, board-certified neurologist, and a pioneer in the use of innovative approaches to dealing with neurological-related conditions. And we have covered a lot of fantastic information in this segment. We're going to be discussing some issues around specific neurological diseases and some of the pathophysiology that affects them. So things like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, they in the regular medical model are considered very different conditions, and the approaches to treating them are very different. The drugs that are used and the pharmaceutical interventions, the surgical procedures, the approaches to management are incredibly different. But as Dr. Perlmutter is going to point out, the mechanism of action that creates these diseases is actually very similar. And there are some fundamental broad sweeping philosophies and concepts that can be applied when you understand the underlying issues that contribute to these diseases that can help lead to their prevention. And that's what we talked about in the very first segment of the show, is that a lot of these conditions can be preventable, and there can be some very well-researched, very well-documented therapies that can be implemented to help mitigate and actually treat these conditions once they have come into effect, whether it be a standalone treatment or whether it be a treatment used to augment the pharmaceutical approach to reduce the amount of pharmaceuticals, to reduce the scaling up of the pharmaceuticals over time. So there's my introduction, Dr. Perlmutter. I want to utilize your time on the show, so I'm going to let you elaborate.
Kevin, it was actually, you know, you covered quite a bit there. And I think, you know, the take-home message is that while mainstream neurology pharmaceutical companies kind of develop treatments for each individual colorful neurological problem, whether it's Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's, the bottom line is, at the end of the day, we should really try to determine what is similar about these diseases as opposed to what is different. You know, the difference is what allows various drugs to be created, and there's merit to that. But the bottom line is that they all come down to a final common pathway where brain cells die. If brain cells happen to die in the memory center, we call that Alzheimer's disease. If brain cells happen to die in a specific part of the motor center, then we call that Parkinson's disease. But the question should be asked, going back a little bit, what's causing the loss of these brain cells in the first place? And what unifies virtually all of the neurodegenerative conditions is that the reason specific brain cells will die is because they no longer can produce energy. The mitochondria are the tiny little particles within each brain cell, and each brain neuron can have as many as 1,000 mitochondria in each cell. The mitochondria are involved in energy production, as we all learned in high school biology. That's true. But in addition, the mitochondria play the role of determining whether that nerve cell will live or die. They, you know, poetically, they wield the sword of Damocles to determine should this cell, is it functional, is it appropriate to continue living or not. So the mitochondria, when they begin to fail, that's when that determination is made. So everything needs to be done to enhance the vitality and the energetic function of mitochondria so that they will continue to nurture the cell and that cell will continue to remain viable. So many things that I'm sure you've spoken about before on the program are really critically important to protect the mitochondria. The first thing that we always focus on is the idea that mitochondria are exquisitely sensitive to the damaging effects of free radicals, and therefore having adequate amounts of good antioxidants on board to protect the mitochondria is obviously a key player in the whole equation. But beyond that, we know that to enhance mitochondrial function, you know, what the mitochondria basically do is they are the place where the fuel sources, the fatty acids, are broken down and energy is liberated in the form of a chemical that we call ATP. So we've got to do everything we can to enhance the ability of these mitochondria to make energy. And there are a couple of nutritional supplements that turn out to be key players in this process, and one of them happens to be coenzyme Q10. You know, one of the ways that the statin drugs are so damaging to muscle is because the statin drugs inhibit the body's production of CoQ10, and then a very metabolically active tissue like muscle doesn't have good levels of CoQ10 to function, and that's why people taking statin drugs oftentimes get not only pain and cramping, but it even can have, you know, permanent damage to their muscle tissue because of the lack of CoQ10. So the take-home message then is that coenzyme Q10, available at health food stores, this is not a prescription item, is one of the key players to preserve and even enhance the function of mitochondria, and that turns out to be critically important in maintaining and even enhancing brain health. The brain is a very metabolically active tissue. You know, the brain is only 2% of the body weight, but at rest, it takes 20% of the body's energy. So it's very metabolically active, and therefore, we've got to pay huge amounts of attention to nurturing the mitochondria and keeping them healthy. That said, we've got to use things like coenzyme Q10 to keep the brain healthy, to keep the mitochondria healthy. And interestingly enough, it turns out that a recent publication in probably one of our most well-respected neurology journals actually provided coenzyme Q10 in varying dosages to patients who already were diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and found that those individuals who took high levels of CoQ10 had a 48% reduction in the rate of their worsening in 1 year compared to the same type of people with Parkinson's over that 1 year who did not take coenzyme Q10. So the bottom line here is we're talking about nurturing the brain and specifically nurturing the mitochondria with nutritional supplements like CoQ10, acetyl-L-carnitine, even what we talked about earlier, DHA, and even things that enhance something called glutathione. Turns out that glutathione is a critical player in the process by which mitochondria make energy.
And glutathione is one of the most potent antioxidants that our body produces in that endogenous antioxidant production factory that we talked about that's stimulated by foods like green tea and resveratrol and curcumin and specifically in broccoli, which why, you know, is another reason it is so critically important, not just for the antioxidant effects, but also for this energy production effect. Talk a little bit, Dr. Perlmutter. I know you use in your clinic hyperbaric oxygen, and can you talk about some of the value of using some oxygen therapy to support mitochondria and how that works?
So, Kevin, yes, the end product of mitochondrial function, which is carbon dioxide, and of course these ATP molecules, requires that oxygen be present to make this whole thing come together. You know, chemically speaking, the process by which we make energy is called oxidative phosphorylation. And the phosphorylation part means creating the ATP. The oxidative part means transferring an electron to oxygen. So oxygen serves to receive an electron at the end process where the mitochondria are making energy. You've got to have oxygen or this doesn't happen. There are drugs that will block the transfer of the electron to oxygen. That's where cyanide works. Cyanide is a poison, will kill you instantly because you no longer can make energy because you're not able to transfer the electron to oxygen. That being said, the other side of the coin is how do you enhance that process? And you can enhance that process by supplying oxygen under pressure, literally forcing more oxygen into the system to turn on these mitochondria. They'll produce energy much more efficiently, and that process will then be continued even after the oxygen treatment has been completed. So it's why we use oxygen under pressure. We use chambers that are exactly the same chambers that a diver might use if he or she has a diving accident or has the bends. You go into a chamber, you're lying down, the chamber is closed, it's filled with oxygen under pressure, and you're there for an hour to 90 minutes. And we use that process very, very effectively in a variety of neurologic conditions, including patients who've had a stroke, patients who have Parkinson's, or even youngsters with cerebral palsy. I mean, the use of hyperbaric oxygen in neurologic diseases has been, this is something that's been used around the world for at least the past 40 years. The studies on multiple sclerosis, for example, were published in the early 1980s in the New England Journal of Medicine. So it's a very exciting technology to really give brain cells a second chance to come back online and function. And, you know, when you couple that with nutritional support for the mitochondria using things like coenzyme Q10 and acetyl L-carnitine, like we've mentioned, and even glutathione, which we actually give intravenously, it provides a very, very powerful second chance for a lot of people who otherwise felt that their destiny was to have a, you know, a significant neurologic problem.
Yeah, and it's been very exciting. I've seen over the last 2 or 3 years a huge sort of, I don't want to say explosion, but a big awareness generated around hyperbaric oxygen. There seem to be a lot more hyperbaric oxygen centers open. It seems to be a lot more widely available. And I always try and encourage patients with neurological conditions to think about using hyperbaric oxygen because I have seen it be very useful in stroke recovery and other neurological problems. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be really digging into some of Dr. Perlmutter's clinical experiences and relating to you guys some really valuable information. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. Do not go anywhere. We're going to be back right after this break.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a megafood, cold fusion, food state, or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Jarrow Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Jarrow Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and we have had a fantastic show. Feel so lucky to have Dr. David Perlmutter on the phone with us today. He is a medical doctor, a board-certified neurologist, and a pioneer in integrative and new approaches to dealing with neurological conditions. We have covered so much wonderful information. If you're just tuning into the show, I'm going to let you know that you can download the show for absolutely free in its entirety about a week after it airs by going to www.myvillagegreen.com, and you just click on the archive show link. You can also go to iTunes and type in Essentials of Healthy Living in the search bar, and you'll get all of our shows in podcastable format for absolutely free. In this last segment, I want to pull on some of Dr. Perlmutter's extensive clinical experience and discuss the fact that these nutritional interventions, these supplements, these hyperbaric oxygen, dietary changes, exercise, this is real medicine. This has the capacity to create dramatic differences in treatment outcomes for people with neurological conditions. I had a person in my office yesterday who has a neurological condition who asked me the question of how many people do I have in my office with neurological conditions? And I said, oh, you know, somewhat. It's not the most prevalent thing that I work with. And she asked why not, because she had had such dramatic results and improvements with exactly the protocols that Dr. Perlmutter discussed that I helped her implement. And the issue is that, you know, neurologists don't bring this up to their patients with neurological conditions. They don't offer this. But because they don't offer it doesn't mean it's not real. It's just not in the mainstream. And I want for Dr. Perlmutter to share with us some of his experiences, some of the cases that he treats, the outcomes that he sees, and how these approaches, even when coupled with traditional and conventional pharmaceutical approaches, can so dramatically change people's lives and have a huge impact on the treatment of neurological conditions.
Kevin, it's, you know, we've talked about things today in a very theoretical way. We've talked about free radicals and mitochondria. And, you know, you're right. The question is, where does the rubber meet the road? And fortunately, I am a clinically well-trained, I believe, practicing neurologist, and have the opportunity to implement these ideas in treatment protocols. And over the many years that we've been doing this, we've seen some profound success by looking at things in a different way. You know, unfortunately, what I learned in neurology training was pretty much what we did as neurologists was try to name the disease. And once you got the name, you know, it was sort of job well done. But the problem was then there wasn't so much there to do to help the patient. But when you take a step back and recognize that, in fact, some of the most powerful approaches to dealing with neurologic conditions are not necessarily drug, surgery, or radiation, that, in fact, some of the lifestyle issues are profound, and as well as some of the innovative ideas, giving glutathione, as I mentioned earlier, intravenously, hyperbaric oxygen. These things are powerful. I recently posted on YouTube even a patient before and after that we treated using intravenous glutathione, a fellow with Agent Orange veteran from Vietnam who had really advanced Parkinson's disease, could barely walk. And he's on YouTube, and your listeners can look at that if they just put my name in, which is Perlmutter, P-E-R-L-M-U-T-T-E-R, glutathione. And put the word new, because there's two of them on there. So Perlmutter glutathione on YouTube. They'll find it's interesting. They'll see this video. There's several there. And it's getting thousands and thousands of hits because I think it's, you know, it's just a bit challenging to understand that there are other ways of dealing with what are, you know, seemingly pretty profound and severe problems. And, you know, just to watch how this man is transformed after just 20 minutes following an injection of a simple antioxidant that our bodies normally make. So it's not like we gave him something that was very strange or different. I mean, this is a chemical made extensively throughout the human body and in the liver and in the brain. We gave him glutathione, and to watch what happens to him afterwards, I think, is really, it's really breathtaking. And, you know, we've seen similar types of experiences with individuals who've had hyperbaric oxygen. I mean, in as little as one treatment. So there's a lot out there. And, you know, it's often been said that people are a little bit down on what they're not up on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my mission in life is really to bring to the public awareness and hopefully to the professional awareness that there are other ways to skin the cat, that, you know, there's more to medicine than writing prescriptions for what the pharmaceutical industry would think they want us to do.
Well, it's certainly a reductionistic view to think that a condition has developed and the only way to address it is through a pharmaceutical intervention, especially when all of this research is coming to light about BDNF and how exercise and certain nutritional factors increase this gene or increase this substance that actually helps our neurons to heal.
No question. I mean, what we're doing is we're actually treating the fire, not just focused on the smoke. And, you know, unfortunately, it seems to me that mainstream medicine really, especially in neurology, is totally fixated on treating just the smoke, the end product at the end of the day of what's happening in that person. For example, in Parkinson's, just treating the motor symptoms and paying no attention at all to the underlying pathology of what's damaging those brain cells, causing them to die and then leading to the loss of motor function. You know, I mentioned earlier a wonderful report in a very well-respected peer-reviewed journal that showed that just by giving a simple health food store supplement, coenzyme Q10, they were able to slow the decline of Parkinson's year to year by 48%. And to me, you know, that is absolutely breathtaking that we're paying attention to symptoms. Absolutely. Do we use symptom management medications in the treatment of Parkinson's? Of course we do. We need to have our patients to be fully functional. But at the same time, I'm going to see that patient 5 years from now or 10 years from now, and I certainly want to do my very best to allow that patient to remain functional and not require ever increasing amounts of drugs to treat his symptoms.
Sure. And that's, I think, a really important point, is that people oftentimes, when they don't know a lot about some of these alternative therapies, they think if they go to a doctor that utilizes them, the first thing that doctor is going to tell them is stop all your medications. You know, you have to pick one way or the other. And the beauty of it is that these, because we're working on the fundamental underlying issues in the body that support the health of the brain, they go in beautiful conjunction with a lot of the medications. And some of these things that I learned directly from reading your work and research applies as well. For example, a Parkinson's patient might need to be on a medication, but a lot of the very common Parkinson medications raise blood levels of things like homocysteine, which can be damaging to the heart and damaging to other areas of the body. And that can be mitigated very easily through a very simple prescription for the right type of B vitamins.
No question. I mean, that's the difference between what's called alternative medicine. You know, alternative really means one or the other, versus the idea of complementary medicine, where we're able to bring in the best of all worlds. You know, we're able to bring in the nutritional, and at the same time, if an operation is required or we need some mainstream approach, then by all means. But to bring in the best of all worlds, you know, really is truly the best thing that we can do for our patients. And I think, you know, they deserve it. They deserve to know that there's more out there than simply take the pill, here's the prescription, and off you go.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly it's all about patient outcome and helping people feel better. And it is very unfortunate that a lot of these types of cutting edge research and information is not immediately integrated into the classical fields, because that is where most people are interfacing with. The more classic approach to the neurologist, it takes the right kind of hunting, the right kind of sleuthing, the right kind of question asking for somebody to find their way to somebody like yourself, a neurologist, or somebody who's working with some of these other therapies to complement the traditional therapies that are being introduced. And hopefully one day, through the work that you're doing and the national recognition that you've gotten, people are learning. People are starting to get their eyes open to it. So hopefully that will only continue.
Well, again, Kevin, I know that we're running out of time now. So I again want to thank you for the opportunity to spend this time with you. And I commend you for the work that you're doing as well, because beyond just, you know, your practice, you're involved in getting great information out to the public. And that's really very, very important.
Yeah, well, Dr. Perlmutter, thank you so very much for being a guest on the show today. Your insight and expertise was so incredibly valued. I'm sure my listeners learned a lot. So enjoy your grouper fishing this weekend. Enjoy the warm weather in Naples. And hopefully we'll have you on again soon.
Kevin, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, that pretty much wraps up our show for today. I hope you all enjoyed it. Again, that was just a really, really great slot of information. If you're just tuning in, don't forget you can download the show for absolutely free and any of our previously recorded shows by going to the Village Green website, www.myvillagegreen.com. You can also go right to iTunes and type it in the search bar, Essentials of Healthy Living. It's a lot of great information in the show about how to keep your brain healthy and a lot of information about the pioneering work of Dr. David Perlmutter. So thank you for everybody for tuning in. I'll be talking to you all next week. Bye-bye.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.